Skillful Level 3 Listening and Speaking Students Book by Mike Boyle and Ellen Kisslinger. CD 2
Track 1 Unit 6 Listening 1 Germ Myths.
Welcome to Health Beat. Today, we're talking about germs and disease. We hear claims in the media about dangerous germs all around us. Dr. Mitchell is here to help us understand which claims are true and which are myths. To start us off, Dr. Mitchell, what exactly are germs?
By germs, we mean bacteria and viruses. They are microorganisms that are the cause of many diseases. For example, tuberculosis is caused by a bacteria. The common cold and influenza are caused by viruses. While it is true that germs are everywhere, it's a myth that all germs are dangerous. Most don't harm us, and in fact, some benefit us, like the bacteria in our bodies that help us digest food.
So, you mean that we don't need to worry about germs so much?
No, I'm saying we need to keep in mind that just because germs exist everywhere, this doesn't mean that all the germs we come in contact with cause diseases.
But many people think they will, don't they? One of our listeners claims money spreads many diseases because it has a lot of germs on it. Is this a myth or true?
It is a myth that money is a major way that diseases are spread. Of course, money, both banknotes and coins, pick up some bacteria and viruses as the money circulates from person to person. How many bacteria a banknote has depends on how old it is and what it was printed on, and this varies from country to country. Of course, it's always a good idea to wash our hands after handling money. I'm just saying that it's a myth that money is a major way disease is transmitted.
Next, many passengers claim that the fact that the same air is circulated and recirculated on airplanes is what causes people to get sick when they fly. Myth or true?
It is a myth that the recirculating air on airplanes always spreads dangerous germs. The reason is that nowadays, many airlines use air filters that remove germs. Say you come down with a cold after a flight. The cold virus might have been spread from touching your seat tray or a door handle, or it may have been spread by the passenger sitting next to you who was coughing and sneezing.
So your main point is that the recirculating air isn't the only way that germs are spread, and on many flights the air is fine.
Exactly. People get sick. After a flight, they think it had to have been from breathing the same air over and over, but that's not valid.
But we still need to be careful on planes, don't we?
Of course.
Another listener claims the kitchen is the dirtiest room in the house. That isn't true, is it?
In fact, kitchens are loaded with germs that can cause diseases. For example, many people use a wet cloth or a sponge to clean up. The kitchen stove and sink may look cleaner, but they actually aren't because there's a high concentration of dangerous germs that have been spread by the wet cloth or sponge. Another place we know there are germs in the kitchen is on the floor. Here's another myth, the 5-second rule. The rule is, if you drop some food on the floor but you pick it up within 5 seconds, then it's still okay to eat it. That's not true. As soon as the food touches the floor, it's unsafe to eat it because it picks up bacteria immediately.
We're out of time. Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. To recap, germs are everywhere. Not all germs are dangerous. Money's not likely to make us sick, but watch out in the kitchen.